Team Walmart trying to keep it in. Amon's got it, but now they've got to reset. He's having a tough time. He had Simmons right on him. Schooley had it, lost it. Puck goes to the other end. Dubes will go after it. He's got Perazu on him.
He could go coast to coast, this guy.
And he might. Here comes Dubes. Slap shot from the blue line. Gets deflected by Amon. Amon with it. Lost it. Dubes back with it. Skating around past the goalie. He'll fling it up. Ooh. Big hit down there. Perazu wound up on his keister.
An icing call.
And that'll stop the clock at 9:29 to go in this second period of play. Still no score between these two teams in the Bantam Championship between Walmart and the Chargers.
Yeah, as a coach, you sure hate to see that icing call all the time. Your guys just dumping a puck down the ice because then it comes all the way back to your end for a face-off. It's not a real good feeling on a bench. Seems like a lot of goals are scored right off that face-off. There's no way you can protect it.
Dubes dumps it into his zone. Walmart will try to get something going. Dubes tried to keep it in, and he wasn't able to. They'll reset. Skates around, and he'll fling the puck in.
They're back running that dump-and-run thing here.
Dubes puts it on goal and makes it from near the blue line. Wow.
That was a CNI shot there. It went through about four different players. Made it to the back of the net. I don't think the goaltender seen it.
I could not believe that. I thought he was just flinging it. And yet it found its way into the net to give the Chargers the lead and the first goal of the game at 1-0. And Dubes once again scoring. That's now his 23rd goal of the season as he leads the Chargers and the league in goals.
It's always nice to have that guy on the blue line. That's what happened when I told you about an icing call where the puck comes back down to the other end and then it never left there. Ball was in the back of the net.
Maybe that will start the scoring charge between these two teams. Big hit near the Chargers bench. McVay flings it up and just over the post. McVay will reset for the Chargers. Amon with it now. He skates past two defenders into the zone. Loses a handle on the puck. Tries to find Dukoski. He does. Kennedy does a good job of keeping it in the zone. Flings it on net. No good. Puck deflected. Walsh was fighting for it. Now here come the Chargers. Puck is around the center line right now. As we had a collision right near center ice. And it's down in the corner, but now Walmart's got it, and here they come. Wickert lost the handle on that one. Dubes has it.
Oh boy, here he goes.
Yep, Dubes across the blue line. He flings it up. No good. Hits the back netting.
They're still running that dump and run. Every time somebody comes over the blue line, if there's anybody between him and the net, they just dump it up in the air towards the net.
The puck went out of place. We have a whistle. With 7:28 to go in this second period of the game, the Chargers lead Walmart 1-0 in the Bantam Championship. Derek Diesner and Rick Callender here with you on Cruise 102 FM. Faceoff was won by the Chargers, and they are able to keep it in the zone. Walmart's got it right now, though. And McVay with it near center ice. Wickert now for Walmart. He'll fling it into the zone. Dubes. He helps get some help from the boards to fling the puck down.
No icing, and see how it was right on the goal.
Dubes once again will skate around with it. Fling it down to Vogel. Vogel may have been able to touch that one. Keeps it in front of him as it was trying Good throw back. Smith gets it over to Perizu. Now McVay with it for the Chargers. McVay skating down. Past the blue line. Goes near the goal. Loses a handle on it.
Oh,
Another shot.
I thought that went in the net.
So did I. I looked over. I thought that was in, but it was right behind the net. But a good shot on goal. Another whistle with 6:24 to go in this second period of play.
Well, they got Maurer on the faceoff. He's playing center, and they got Schooley and Dubes playing defense.
Chargers win the faceoff. They'll try to get the puck. Amon tried to get a breakaway there, unable to, as he lost the handle on it. Maurer flings it into his zone, and he'll skate after the puck. Kennedy will grab it behind his own net. Down on the other side of the ice near the boards, and this one gets past Schooley. Ooh, a big hit, and Dukoski winds up on the ice. Here comes Amon, though. Gets past the blue line. He's got three Chargers around him. Tried dumping it back. No one there to handle that pass. Comes Langley past the blue line. And he lost it. Now Amon gets it. Once again, it's a one on three. And he lost it. And we have an offside.
Offsides. Now, like I said, Walmart has the bigger players. And if they get into the checking game, they got to be careful. These little guys from Chargers seem to duck under those checks quite often, and away they go. You don't want to take yourself out of a play and give somebody an advantage.
Waiting on the faceoff, 5:29 to go in the second period of play. Chargers lead it 1-0 in this Bantam Championship.
Ooh. It was a slashed. Got him.
Yep. I was wondering if the ref caught that, and he did. So
wow.
Chargers will go on the power play.
That was a two-fister right over the shoulders there. Number 8.
That would be Mitch Kennedy.
Mitch Kennedy. He's the captain of the team. You don't see that just too often from him.
Coming into this game, he had 8 goals, 5 assists. That's good for 13 points and only 6 penalty minutes on the season.
Well, that's not too many in 10 games. That's only 3 all season, so.
Yeah.
So we had some different people get penalties tonight than normally do.
5 minutes to go in this second period of play. The Chargers are on the power play. We'll see if they can get something going. Coaches are really hounding the Chargers right now as they're just kind of throwing the puck around, and they have the man advantage. They've got to use that. McVay.
They're going to get him on a cross check. McVay's going to go on a cross check, I think. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah. Well, there's a delayed whistle there. And you're right, McVay does head to the box.
Check from behind, he gave him.
Ah.
Dangerous thing, checking from behind.
So we'll have a 4-on-4 for about a minute 50. 5. And then they'll go to 5-on-4 for a bit. We have a sub.
Oh, they must give McVay a 10-minute. 2 and a 10. 2 and a 10, so McVay's gone for 10 minutes, and Sosnowski's going to serve the 2.
Wow.
Now, they don't look too highly on that checking from behind thing. Although I don't know how hard it was, but
yeah.
Still you got to call every one of them or you're going to be in trouble.
Very true. We'll see how that affects the Chargers. As here's an icing call, so it'll be brought back.
I think